My name is Deborah James, and I'm the Director of the International Program at the Center for Economic and Policy Research. CEPR was established in 1999 to promote democratic debate about the most important economic and social issues that affect people's lives. We've done extensive work on domestic issues, including Social Security, Medicare and Medicaid, labor unionization, work supports, and the housing bubble, as well as international issues, including trade, the IMF and World Bank, and economic growth in Latin America. We put this event together on very short notice, realizing that there was a gap in the debate happening right now in the United States that CEPR seemed particularly qualified to fill. There's an emerging consensus that the recent crisis in the global financial markets can largely be attributed to a lack of appropriate oversight and regulation, including the accumulation of more than $8 trillion housing bubble in the United States. The bailout for Wall Street approved last week in the U.S. Congress does not include remedies for preventing another similar crisis. The financial crisis of 2008 is likely to be, for the Washington consensus, what the fall of the Berlin Wall was for communism. Then we read the managing director of the International Monetary Fund, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, offering to coordinate the global reform process, which could begin next month when finance ministers and central bankers convene in Washington for the annual IMF World Bank meetings on October 11th to 13th. This is because, according to Strauss-Kahn, the, and this is a quote, IMF is the right place to organize a global response to weaknesses in the global financial system. Today, economists Dean Baker and Mark Weisbrot will discuss the current economic crisis and consider the choice of the IMF as a future global finance regulator. Dean Baker was the first economist in the country to warn about the dangers of the $8 trillion housing bubble, and he urged the Federal Reserve Board to take steps to rein in the bubble before it grew to such dangerous proportions. While most other economists expressed surprise at the current crisis, Dean warned years ago that the collapse of the housing bubble would inevitably lead to a recession and a financial crisis. He's also been a prominent critic of the bailout package. He's author of numerous research papers and articles on the housing bubble and the credit crisis, many of which are available on the table outside, and all of which are available on CEPR's website, cepr.net. Economist Mark Weisbrot has written numerous research papers and articles on the International Monetary Fund's recommended macroeconomic policies in developing countries over the past decade. His criticisms of the fund's policy advice have been joined increasingly by world leaders, most recently at the General Assembly of the United Nations in September, where the IMF policy advice was contrasted with the massive provision of liquidity and record-breaking nationalizations taken by the U.S. government in recent months. Well, you've all been hearing a lot in the past weeks about these issues, ideas, analysis, and proposed solutions, mostly from the people who got it wrong over all of these years. So today, we're very excited to bring you two of the people who have in recent years gotten all of this very much right. So with that, I'd like to give Dean Baker the floor. Thank you.